It's you. I was just meditating. It's no problem that you interrupt. Tell me what troubles you. You wish to know about me. I have no troubles, small man. I speak true. What concerns could I possibly have? The beast lies already slain, and now we peacefully march back to your capital to receive a hero's welcome and our just reward. What could possibly cause me concern about that? What comes afterwards? Well, I'll join another quest, go on another adventure, and receive another reward for my hard-won victory. Does life need to be more than that? Why do we do such things? My, you sure are full of questions tonight. If you must know, it is for the sake of my tribe, as all things I do are. I strengthen myself through conflict, so that I may set a good example for our people. Are you always so curious about me? Or are you planning something? I could never tell with you city dwellers. What gives you the right to question the validity of my livelihood? No, no. Don't shrink away now. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's cowardice. What about me concerns you? Leaving a legacy? Do you don't mean... Oh, you sly conniving dog. I've seen many a foolish proposal in my day, but this stands above them all. You mean to ask if I'll ever bear children? As a lead into asking if I'd ever bear your children. You truly are an unpredictable man. I think I'm more taken aback now than when you killed your foe. Not once, in all the time we've known one another, did I even suspect you viewed me like that. Nor did I believe you were this stupid. You truly believe that you and all your scrawny, fragile glory would ever be worthy of me? Of being added to my lineage? Of fathering my children? You may possess a fine enough mind, but if I were to lay with you, our children would be as helpless as leaves before a tornado. You would set back our people by generations. Are you still going on about this? I could admire your tenacity, if nothing else. You know what? If you're so confident, I'll give you a chance. Don't look so cocky. Far, far better men than you have tried and failed what I'm about to offer you. You know me. You know my people. You know what I want. If you wish to lay with me, prove that you can strengthen our people. Prove you're stronger than me. That's all you have to do. This is your last chance to back out. Still in? We'll find them. But don't cry when you can't cast spells through your broken teeth. Here I come. What? How are you? Let go of me. Don't talk down to me, you wretch. I'll never surrender to the likes of you. You simply don't understand. Where are you getting all this raw power? You're stronger than the dragon we fought. Wipe that damn smirk off your face. I don't know what sort of trickery you're pulling here, but there's simply no way. God damn you. Let go of me. Fine. I admit it. I couldn't release myself on my own because you're too strong for me. You win. God, my arm is sore. Where did you find the strength? Fine then. Keep your secrets. Not that it matters. A loss is a loss. I'll not shame myself further with complaints. Well, I've conceded my loss. What are you waiting for? Don't take that innocent tone with me. I'm sure you'll want to collect your winnings as soon as possible. So undress. We'll begin now. You truly are a conundrum. So bold, yet so skittish. Fine then. If you won't start, I will. Now, I stand before you as bare and defenseless as the day I was born. Surely, you'll not be so rude as to leave me alone. Not unless your ever so cunning mind ceases to function at the sight, apparently. Hero, my eyes are up here. I understand, you know. I'm not oblivious to the effects I have on men. In fact, I'm rather proud of them. You've been told time and time again how much we value attracting strong mates to grow the strength of our clan. Well, personal strength is important, but outsiders tend not to recognize that the same way we do. There we find the importance of good physique, in addition to inner strength. What I'm saying is, I take pride in my chest for more than just the muscles. Tell me, how do you find it? I know they're full and round and firm. I'm sure they're the biggest you've ever seen. I know they're bigger than your healing woman's, or even our leader's. I doubt you could hold one of them in both hands. Oh, our child will eat well, hero. I'm certain of that. I don't need to hear your words. Your body is honest enough. I see your manhood is as strong as your hands. If you'll not expose it for me, then I shall. Oh my. You may shrink from my gaze, but your cock stands as proud as it's earned. My mouth is already starting to water. Well, let's begin. Foreplay? Not pampering your sheltered woman needs before they can accept their man. You insult me. All I need is a strong man and knowledge that he'll I am fine. You just felt even bigger than unexpected. Don't look down on me. I still don't know how you're able to stop me earlier, but I won't be overcome by a mere cock. There. You see, I've just barely started. And already, you're the one moaning so piteously. Do you regret challenging a warrior woman merely to sate your lust? Do Too bad. You've earned the right to empty your seed into my body. And I intend to see it done. And done right. God. You're stuck tight in there. I can hardly lift myself with how tightly my body clings to you. The way you fill me. So, so satisfying. You're so solid inside of me. It truly feels like I'm making love with a vicious beast. I see the way you're entranced by my breasts hasn't changed. Do you enjoy watching them bounce? Are you imagining fresh milk squirting forth from them as my body prepares to mother your children? Pathetic, horny boy. You know what? I'm feeling generous. Go ahead, touch them. What is this? Your hands on my breast. It feels incredible. Your hands, despite being small and soft, they're so strong. It's like you're manhandling me. God, the way you squeeze and knead my ample titty flesh. So roughly before pinching and pulling on my tips. I guess your scrawny hands can do something after all. They're so sensitive. Getting ravished by the sick cock as you use my tits as mere toys. I can't stand it. Fuck. This feels so much better than I thought it would. I see now. I could have never overcome you. I didn't want to admit my loss to such a small, weak-looking man, but the moment I couldn't escape your grasp, I knew my womb throbbed with need. I finally found the perfect man. I need no other mate but you. I'd be honored to bear your children. As many as you'll give me. You've seen my body's ready to feed an army. It's only fair that I sire one. And with you, only with you, to use my strong, worthy body, my solid form, my muscular build, my huge, milky tits, and my round, cushioned ass, for it all to be reduced to this stud's breeding slut. I'd be honored. Oh, please. Give me your cum. Come in me. Breed me. And give me your babies. I want you to impregnate me. Not just once, but again and again and again. Please let me be the mother of your children. I want you to breed me. I need you to breed me. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel it. Oh. For the first time in my life, I feel complete. You really built me up there, huh? Thank you for giving me purpose. I can still feel your seed within me. I want to become your maid, and yours alone. I want you to give me enough children to populate 100 tribes. Well, will you do that for me? You needn't respond. I can feel how positively you respond to my words. You honor me. To be chosen as yours is a privilege. To stand at your side is a prize without compare. But to lay beneath you will be blessed.